We start then with PCBs. So the PCBs then are based on the biphenyl. So before we had bipyridylium, two pyridines joined together. Now we've simply joined two phenyl groups together, so it's a biphenyl. Now, Callie and Josie will remember that EAS stands for what? Organic mechanisms. Electrophilic aromatic substitution. Yes. So electrophilic aromatic substitution of these rings here are going to put halogens onto any of the positions that we want to around the ring. So these guys then were put inside these big transformers that we find all over the show around town, used to take the high voltage and bring that down to a lower voltage, used in capacitors, used to store charge. Their characteristics, they have got excellent electrical insulation properties, which is what you're after on the inside of these ones. Good thermal insulation, so you don't lose much heat. In terms of their danger, they've got low flammability, which is good. It means that if something goes wrong, they're not going to catch on fire. And slight vapor pressure is good, because even if you do heat them up, then you don't lose them. They don't boil out. In terms of their chemical reactivity, they're great. They're chemically inert. They don't react with things. So these seem to be really quite safe things to put inside these really big transformers. The bits that they missed being important were the fact that they had a high KOW value and they had low water solubility. Now, thinking about what happened to DDT, you can imagine what is going to happen next then. They make a suite of these things. Chlorination of this class of compound produces 209 congeners. Now a congener, it's like the concept of an isomer, but here we're saying that we've got the same basic core, which is a biphenyl, and we're putting just a different number of chlorines, and the chlorines may be in different positions around those rings.